السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يحملون العرش يسبحون أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين يحملون العرش ومن حوله يسبحون بحمد ربهم ويؤمنون به ويستغفرون للذين آمنوا ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك وقهم عذاب الجحيم. صدق الله العظيم. Those who were here last night in this masjid, then this is a verse of the Quran Sharif which they must have heard, and it is something that fascinated me. That look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ihsan and fazl upon us. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how merciful He is, how forgiving He is, how loving He is, how caring He is, which I always say in my du'as. And it is because of these verses of the Quran Sharif which we have so much of hope in our Allah. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He has got the creation that we all know as angels, human beings. They have the capacity to do both good and bad. But the angels of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, la ya'asuna Allah ma amarahum wa yaf'aluna ma yu'marun. So they don't disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They don't have that ability to disobey. There is no question of an angel of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala deciding whether I want to carry out this hukam of Allah or not, or using his willpower. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created the angels. Some of them are in sajda and they will remain in sajda all their lives. Some are in ruku, they will remain in ruku all their lives. Whatever hukam Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives to them, they carry out that hukam of Allah ta'ala. They are created of light, of noor. They don't have wives and children and appetite or hunger or thirst. So there's no question of any kind of difficulty in carrying out the hukam of Allah Ta'ala. Now such a kind of creation which is pak, which is masoom, which is a creation that does not disobey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, Allazina yahmiluna al-arsh. Now he's talking about those who are carrying the arsh of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, those angels who are carrying the arsh and the ones that are around them. Now look at the muqam that these angels have got. Close to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, carrying the arsh of Allah and they got, and those who are around them. Yusabbihuna bihamdi rabbihim. They glorify the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They make tasbih of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hamd. Wa yu'minuna bi, they bring iman on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But then immediately after that, what does Allah say? وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those angels who are carrying the arsh of Allah and those that are around them, they are making istighfar for the believers. Those angels are making istighfar for the believers. And the numbers of those angels also we are unaware. How many millions or trillions or billions they are. And the only duty that Allah Ta'ala has given to them is to make istighfar for those believers. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those who are believers, those who have believed in Allah Ta'ala. رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمًا. And what do they say? They say, oh our Rabb, your rahmat has encompassed everything. Your rahmat is over everything. It encompasses everything. And your knowledge encompasses everything. your rahmat, your mercy and your knowledge encompasses everything in this world. Allah Ta'ala has the knowledge of every atom in this universe. Even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala provides sustenance for that ant. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows the movement of that ant. So Allah Ta'ala's knowledge also encompasses everything, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy encompasses everything. So if, O Allah, your rahmat encompasses everything, your mercy encompasses everything, your knowledge encompasses everything, so those servants of yours who are believers, they could err, they could make a mistake, they could fault, they could slip, they could commit a sin, because they are human beings, they are bound to make some mistakes in lives. So, O Allah, we who are your angels, we who are a creation of yours, who don't disobey you for a single moment, and who are so close to you, we are seeking forgiveness for those believers. Look at that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy. فَخْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا. O Allah, forgive those who repent. One condition only, that they repent. They make tawbah. They are ashamed of the sins that they have committed. They don't brag about their sins. They don't run to the newspapers to take some photographs of their sins, as is so common in these days, that the person is in a bar, he's in a club, he's in a casino, he's in a disco, he's in a rave club, or he's in some kind of other function where there is nothing there but music and all kinds of haram activities taking place. And photographers are specially invited to take a photograph of this, in inverted commas, beautiful scene and beautiful picture they must take and put it in the newspaper. In other words, advertisement of those sins. Now these believers are not like that. They make tawbah, they are ashamed after they have committed a sin, they are repenting. So now these angels who are the hamilin of the arsh, they are saying, O Allah, forgive those people. Forgive them. They have made a mistake, forgive them. They're making tawbah, they're turning towards you. وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ. And they follow your way. They make tawbah and they follow Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's path. Whatever he has chalked out, whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has chalked out, then they believe that our success is in following this path. But as human beings, they made a little bit of mistake, a little bit of error. So now without advertising their sins, without bragging about it, without being proud about it, and without being content and satisfied, and without being complacent, they are turning towards Allah Ta'ala. They are making istighfar, they are making tawbah, they are shedding tears of repentance. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got a whole multitude of angels, millions or billions or trillions of them, that they are also making istighfar for those servants of Allah Ta'ala. That, Ya Allah, forgive those people. وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. And save them from the blazing fire. From the azab of the blazing fire of Jahannam, O Allah, save them. And they don't even stop there. رَبَّنَا وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتِ عَدْنِنِ الَّتِي وَعَدْتَهُمْ. And O Allah, enter them into Jannat, enter them into those gardens of eternity, which you have promised to them. Those gardens of eternity, O Allah, enter them into that Jannat. They have believed in you in the world. Accidentally, they committed some sins, they erred, they made mistakes. Ya Allah, forgive those sins. Your rahmat and your mercy knows no bounds and no limits. So engulf them in that mercy, and thereafter enter them into the Jannat, save them and protect them from the fire of Jahannam. And not only that, but after that, وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَزُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ. And not only that, but according to tafsir of Ruhul Maani, so there, this Abaihim, he has said that it means all the forefathers, the ancestors, father, grandfather, great-grandfather, his mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, whoever has believed in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, all of those people also enter them into Jannah. وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ. Those righteous ones from their forefathers and from their wives, spouses mean both husbands and wives, وَزُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ and their progeny, their children, their grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Look at the dua that these angels are making, who are masoom and sinless. And they are not making on their own. They have been appointed, nominated, or given this duty by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That, oh my angels, there are believers in the world. You are right up here in the arsh. You don't commit any sin. You are masoom, you are sinless. But those servants of mine, they are facing all odds. There's an attack on their souls by nafs and by shaitan. They have to fight their nafs, they have to fight shaitan. They have to face so many different situations where they have to control their hearts and minds and souls from indulging in any kind of sins. How much of battle they have to wage against nafs and shaitan. So for those servants of mine who have believed, they are following my way, they are obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now your duty until the day of Qiyamah, you engage yourself in dua for them. Make istighfar for them. And what does that mean when Allah Ta'ala is appointing and nominating such a large number of angels to make istighfar for the believers, to seek forgiveness for the believers? What does that mean then? It means that Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive. What else is the purpose? Why do you appoint such large numbers of angels to make istighfar if Allah Ta'ala had not intended to forgive? So look at the dua that they are making. وَقِهِمُ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَمَنْ تَقِ السَّيِّئَاتِ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَقَدْ رَحِمْتَ. And save them from difficulties. And whomsoever you save from difficulties on this day, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. So from this we learn that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He really wants that each and every person on the surface of this earth must believe in Him. He must do righteous deeds and become worthy of gardens of eternity. And Allah Ta'ala has appointed these angels also, they are making istighfar, indicating that Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive. But this is the condition that they must be taub, that they must be making tawbah, they must repent, they must regret, they must be ashamed of the sins that they are committing. There must not be a kind of joy and happiness in sins, as is the rule of today. That unfortunately these days, there is an enjoyment in sins. The person who is going to the cinema, he says, I enjoyed the film last night. The person who goes to the rave club, he says, I enjoyed my trip to the rave club last night. The person who goes to the casino, he says, what a win I had. I struck the jackpot. I'm so happy that last night I made it there. It was just my lucky day. How fortunate I was. Again I repeat that if the person has won $1 billion also, he has won nothing but billion pigs. So the person must not have any kind of enjoyment in sins. Accidental sin. Now unfortunately Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim, Allah Ta'ala is merciful, Allah Ta'ala is forgiving. We use the same words, but we use it in the wrong context and the wrong places. What we mean by Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, Allah is very forgiving, very merciful, is this, that I will not change my life. I will continue in the sinful lifestyle that I am carrying on. I will indulge in adultery upon adultery, fornication upon fornication. I will keep on going to the gambling den. I will continue with my life of fraud and all kinds of haram activities. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. Now that was not the understanding of that verse. Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah Ta'ala gives a lot of hope. But for whom? That person who has made a mistake, he has erred, he has faltered, or he was leading a life of sins. Now if we had to tell him Allah Ta'ala will never forgive you, then he would have been doomed, then he would have lost all hope. So we will say that whatever you did, no matter how far you may have gone, but if you have made up your mind that you are not going to return to those sins again, now those sins which are huququllah, you will fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala, qazas of namazes, etc. And huququl ibad, those whom you have hurt, you have injured without justification, whose property you have taken, which did not belong to you. So now tawbah will mean return all that. Give back to whomsoever whatever is due. So now for that person, Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. Don't worry, my servant. You committed errors, you made mistakes, you sinned, but you want to return to me, so I am willing to accept you. I am not like those people who will say, how many times must I forgive you? Allah Ta'ala does not say, how many times must I forgive you? As long as the person was sincere and he returned. Sometimes some people think that my sins are so much, how will Allah Ta'ala forgive? So for those people there is hope in this ayat. Those people must think or listen up or recall that example where a mosquito sat on the back of an ox. A mosquito sat on the back of an ox. And then when it took off, then it addressed the ox. It addressed the bull and said that I'm very, very sorry. Whilst I was sitting on your back, the weight of my body must have caused you a lot of pain. So what does the ox say? The ox says, I don't even know when you sat on my back and when you flew. So no matter how much of sins the person has committed, but he has a hope when he reads these verses of the Quran Sharif. But as I said and I repeat, that we must not use Ghafoorur Rahim in the wrong places. That we want to be persistent in our sins. And unfortunately this is our problem. That if the person is not making salat, then he will not make salat. But if you have to tell him something, he'll say Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. The person who is going to discos, cinemas, theatres, rave clubs and watching all the filth, if you tell him that, by this is not right, then he say, Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, who are you to tell me? So now that was not the meaning of Ghafoorur Rahim. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of appreciation of this great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, that look at His love for mankind and for the believers, that He appoints these angels. Now when I was listening to this ayat last night in the Taraweeh, my heart was melting that, Ya Allah, what ihsan of yours on sinful ones like us, that you have got a whole creation that is seeking forgiveness for us and you appointed them. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of appreciation, especially in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, the last few days and nights which are left, that is what it is for. Let us cut down on our idle, vain talk and chit-chat and pastime and games and watching all other things which are useless and futile. Go to your businesses, go to your professions, go to your schools, colleges, universities, whatever has to be done. And what is necessary, then do it. But the rest of the time, try and spend it in the masjid. Or if at home also, don't engage in things which will be useless. A little while of talk which is cheerful with the family, with the friends and all that, that is not useless. But I'm talking about useless, idle, vain, which has no purpose in life. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نہیں ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ Allah, 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 कस्ब में दुनिया ही के रहा में दीन की दौलत कुछ न कमाई, कस्ब में दुनिया ही के रहा में दीन की दौलत कुछ न कमाई, वक्त यूं ही बेकार गुजारा, उम्र यूं ही गफलत में गंवाई। Oh Allah, I wasted the valuable and precious time of my life in negligence, in indifference, heedless of the advices given in the Quran and Sunnah. I wasted my valuable life.
कस्ब में दुनिया ही के रहा में दीन की दौलत कुछ न कमाई, वक्त यूं ही बेकार गुजारा, उम्र यूं ही गफलत में गवाई। खल्क में सबसे मैं ही बुरा हूं, कोई नहीं है मुझ में भलाई, खल्क में सबसे मैं ही बुरा हूं, कोई नहीं है मुझ में भलाई, मुझसा कोई बदकार न होगा, कौन सी मैंने की न बुराई। मुझसा कोई बदकार न होगा, कौन सी मैंने की न बुराई।
ओ अल्लाह, इन योर क्रिएशन आई एम द वर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल। वी ऑल शुड कंसीडर आवरसेल्व्स एज द वर्स्ट एंड कंसीडर अदर पीपल टू हैव ग्रेट अमाउंट ऑफ गुड क्वालिटीज। एट प्रेजेंट ऑल आवर गेज इज ऑन अदर्स, वी फेल टू सी विद इन आवरसेल्व्स what are our weaknesses, shortcomings.
Mujhsa koi badkar na hoga, kaun si maine ki na burai. Shughla mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho Allah, Allah. लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह, 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 नफ्स के शर से मुझको बचा ले, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ۔ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ۔
او اللہ لسن ٹو مائی پلیز، او مائی اللہ لسن ٹو مائی کال۔
سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ۔ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ۔ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ۔ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ۔
او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ میک اس یورز۔
اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ۔ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ۔ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ۔ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ۔ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ۔ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ۔ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ۔
او اللہ give me the wine of your محبت، give me the drink of your محبت۔
شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ۔ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث او ماي بيلوفد الله او ماي رحيم الله او ماي كريم الله You are Kareem. Kareem is the one who gives even to those who are not deserving. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you. You are Kareem. Ya Allah, O my beloved Allah, O my most compassionate, loving, caring Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, O my most tolerant Allah, how merciful you are. How forgiving you are, how kind you are, how generous you are. Oh my beloved Allah, you have appointed billions of angels for no other purpose, Ya Allah. Their only duty is that they must seek forgiveness for us sinful ones. Ah, my beloved Allah, how merciful you are. We have shown no appreciation, Ya Allah. For your kindness, for your mercy. Ay Allah, but we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. We are not bragging about our sins, we are not justifying our sins. We are ashamed, O my Allah. From the time we became of age up till now, every sin of ours, Ya Allah, forgive us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, this part of the morning, on this Mubarak day of Ramadan. Ya Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. Oh my beloved Allah, we are fast approaching the last 10 days and nights of Ramadan. Ya Allah, we haven't spent our time correctly up till now. Much of our time has gone in idle talk, in vain actions and vain deeds. Ya Allah, not only that, in so much of sinful pleasures we have spent our time even in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. You could have seized us and destroyed us because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has cursed those people. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam cursed. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ameen on that curse. Those who get the month of Ramadan don't get forgiveness for their sins. Ya Allah, let us be of those who have been cursed. And especially in this Mubarak month, Ya Allah, make us of those who have been forgiven. Ya Allah, make us of those who have been forgiven. Ya Allah, bless us with your qurb. Bless us with your marifat. Bless us with your yaqeen.
Bless us with such muhabbat of yours and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that our heart overflows with your love and with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sunu mein naam tera dhadkano mein, sunu mein naam tera dhadkano mein, maza a jaye maula dil badal. Ya Allah, every beat of my heart I hear Allah, Allah, Allah. Change the condition of our hearts. Bless us with piety. Bless us with a life of taqwa, a life of zuhud and qanaat. Ya Allah, bless us with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction in our lives. Ya Allah, bless us with rizq which is halal, sustenance which is halal. Ya Allah, don't even let one morsel of haram go down our throats. Ya Allah, bless us with rizq which is 100% halal. Save us, O my beloved Allah, from taking interest, giving interest, from going to the casinos, from the discos, to the rave clubs, popping drugs in our mouths, adultery, fornication. Ah, my Allah. When my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed that that ummat for whom you cried so much, that ummat for whom so much of your blood was shed, that ummat in adultery, fornication, fraud, watching the filth on the television, on the internet sites, filthy magazines flooding their homes, filthy movies and videos flooding their homes, in discos, in cinemas and theaters, ah, my Allah. How much of taklif and pain and injury we are causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He whose only concern was his ummah. He whose so much of blood was shed for the sake of the ummah. Ya Allah, if we are not going to bring about a change in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, then when do we expect to bring about a change? Ya Allah, we don't know how much of life is left. The life that is gone is gone. Daily janazas are leaving from our neighborhood, from our cities, from our towns and from our country. And from around the world, O my beloved Allah. Thousands of people are leaving this world suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. Our life too is melting away like a block of ice. Where Allah, barakat wali maut ata farma. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Ya Allah, when the time of our death come, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Oh my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems that the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is facing around the globe. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make salat 5 times a day with Jamaat in the masjid. Give us the tawfiq to fast. Give us the tawfiq to give zakat, to go for hajj for us, to fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our brothers and sisters, family members, and the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azaban nar. وقينا عذاب النار وقينا عذاب النار وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز ويا غفار. Allah enters into Jannat without any reckoning on the day of judgment in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba ikram, the Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, the Awliya of the Ummat, our Mashayikh. Oh my beloved Allah, don't question us. Don't test us. Ya Allah, the days of Ramadan which are gone are gone. The days which remain, give us the tawfiq to make qadar of the Mubarak days and nights. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. All the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the corruption, mischief, fitnas, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, Ya Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, whatever good wishes and desires are in the hearts of those who are listening, Ya Allah, fulfill their good desires. Whatever their difficulties, hardships and problems, remove those difficulties. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove the difficulties. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in poverty, Ya Allah, bless them with halal, rizq, plentiful and in abundance. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.